We're back for a couple more minutes with Thomas Lux, Bill Russell, and I, and the Commerce Club invited guests. I had a striking experience a couple of days ago when I saw something very beautiful, and I thought, call Thomas Lux and have him do a poem. And some of it was, well, maybe, Paula, you ought to write your own poem. What is the poem that you would like me to hear as we...
Well, this
depart.
Is a poem. It's called The People of the Other Village that I actually wrote after the Gulf War, the first Gulf War in the early 90s. But after 9/11, I started getting a lot of calls on this poem, and a lot of people who didn't know it was published a decade earlier thought it was about the things behind 9/11. It is. It's just about how we fear the other. And how human beings have always done that. The people of the other village. The people of the other village hate the people of this village and would nail our hats to our heads for refusing in their presence to remove them, or staple our hands to our foreheads for refusing to salute them if we did not hurt them first. Mail them packages of rats. Mix their flour at night with broken glass. We do this, they do that. They peel the larynx from one of our brothers' throats. We devein one of their sisters. The quicksand pits they built were good. Our amputation teams were better. We trained some birds to steal their wheat. They sent to us exploding ambassadors of peace. They do this, we do that. We canceled our sheep imports. They no longer bought our blankets. We mocked their greatest poet, and when that had no effect, we parodied the way they dance, which did cause pain, so they in turn said our God was leprous, hairless. We do this, they do that. 10,000 years, 10,000 brutal, beautiful years. 10,000 years is the number of years that historians, anthropologists say we've lived in civilizations. And we all know that civilization means also developing more and more efficient ways to kill each other, as well as all the good things.
And more beautiful ways to tell us the other things. We thank you, Thomas Lux.
My pleasure.
Thomas Lux has now added The Cradle Place to the wonderful books of poems he's been writing and publishing for more than 30 years. We thank him for his gentle touch in guiding us personally back into the realm of poetry, and we look forward to a whole lot more. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.